Is this up, Tony? Yeah. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 18. It's titled, Giving to the Needy. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have reached their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, John. Powerful message in that reading. Jesus, when he was with his disciples, I'm with my disciples today, the Ghost Brigade. Is that all right? Well, just consider I'm Debbie, right? I'm talking to you. I'm armed. Oh, someone said I'm not Debbie. All right, let's leave it there. But Jesus, before this story, he was with his disciples, right? He told them to love their enemies. Yes? Some of you might have had an eye for an eye. If someone kicks you, kick them back. Is that so?
No.
Exactly. So Jesus was teaching his disciples, if someone kicks you, don't retaliate or don't kick back, yeah? And he said, pray for your enemies. I know there's some people who bully you at school, right? In your private time, pray for them, okay? So, this is why I said, today is a celebration day. So, it's breaking news. Have you seen that on the news before? When they say, on the bottom of your TV, they say, breaking news. And the news follows. Yes? So today is breaking news for celebrating. So we want to celebrate always. But Jesus has got a way how to celebrate. Okay? But before I do that, I want some volunteers from the Girls Brigade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Come up front. It's a celebration that we are going to mark, okay? Remember, it's breaking news, okay? Don't say it yet. Take a balloon, blow it up. Take a balloon, blow it up. Take a balloon and blow it up. Can you blow? No? Blow it up. Right. Please come here. Blow that balloon. Right, the three of you, okay? You make your choice. It's going to be anyone, your choice. Yes. Well done. Can you tie them? No? Can I help you? All right, that one is done. Oh, that's too large. Yeah. Hold it. Okay. Okay, can I tie that for you? Have you done it? Did you put their names in the cards? No, you just gave them, yeah? Do you know them or you just saw them today?
I don't know Gemma's mom.
You know Gemma's mom? What about the others? You gave the cards?
I don't.
You know them? Yeah, okay, good. Right, you can go and sit down. Right. Those of you with balloons, can you stand on the platform and show your balloon to the church? Right. Okay. You can stand on the platform. Show the church the cars, the balloons that you have. What's written there? 60. What do we know if a balloon is written that number? 60 years old. Numbers differ. Is that all right? And also, those of you who have received invitation cards, what do you do to the invitation card that you have received that is in your hands right now? For those who have received cards, what do you do?
Reply to it.
So you've got to comply with the reply on there, right? Yes?
Yeah.
True. So you're being invited to a celebration.
Yeah.
We're talking about celebration today. Right. The balloons the girls are holding right now, they've got a number on them. What number is that, girls?
60.
So someone will be celebrating their 60th birthday, yeah? Gemma, you hear what Gemma is saying? Not yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Right. Marion and Gilson will be soon celebrating 60 years the Lord has given to us. Right? But it's the celebration that I'm inviting all of you to come and celebrate. Whether you've been invited or you miss the invite, I'm inviting you. Yes? Why am I saying so? The breaking news comes here. Where are we? Long ago, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they had the first celebration that they did by the instruction of God. God spoke to Moses and they celebrated the Passover. Okay? And then the second celebration, when they were on the Red Sea, the waters parted. What a miracle. When they are on the other side, Miriam, Moses, and them, they all jumped into song to celebrate. Right? So, today we've got all ways of communicating. Twitter, Facebook, yeah, what is the other one? Instagram?
Snapchat?
WhatsApp? FaceTime?
Messenger?
Well, technology has spoiled us.
Musical.ly,
yeah? All that. Fax machine, all that. But here we are hearing Jesus teaching his disciples how to speak to their father. We need to celebrate that, don't we? Because all along the disciples didn't know how to speak to their father. This is the way you should speak to your father. This is the way you should fast. This is the way you should pray. We need to celebrate that. Right today, we need to celebrate. Jesus has invited everyone else. Right? I've invited you to my birthday. But if you cannot make it, don't worry. I'll be 60 anyway. It doesn't change. So Jesus is so generous. He is inviting everyone. Everyone. He's saying, come and continue with the celebration. Because God said to the Israelites, this celebration will continue into generations to come. That's breaking news. In generations to come, you will still be celebrating. We were going to meet together around the Lord's table. With the continuation of the celebration, we have moved it to next week. So you are invited to come for that celebration. Because we are going to celebrate together around the Lord's table next week. That's breaking news. Why are Christians celebrating around that table? There are three things that we are going to celebrate. If you come to my birthday, you are coming to celebrate that I have turned 60, isn't it? When you come, those who have received invites, when you come, I'll be 60. That's in February. But there's also one thing that you're going to do. You're going to feast. Is that not so? To celebrate what God has given me in this life, right? But when we meet around the Lord's table to say, Jesus, thank you for teaching us how to pray. Thank you for bringing us together. Jesus said, you are celebrating my death and my resurrection and my coming back again. So Jesus is going to come back. Do you agree with me? Jesus is coming back. That's breaking news. Yes, girls, brigade. Jesus is coming back. The house went dead. Church, Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
So we need to celebrate together his death, his resurrection, and his coming back. Right? So today, as we celebrate your sleepover, we are celebrating the coming back of Jesus. Right? That's breaking news. Isn't that so? Yes. Go and sit down, girls. Thank you so much for helping me. You can have the balloon home. That makes sure you must come to my birthday next year. You're not coming? Oh. That's not nice. Someone has just said they're not coming to my birthday. Oh, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Right. God said, I am establishing a new covenant with us. So that's something we should celebrate on as well. So you are invited next week for a celebration around the Lord's table. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have given us the opportunity of being invited by the Lord Jesus because of what he has done to give us a new life. We sang that hymn at the beginning of our service that I am a new creation. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we come together and acknowledge that for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, there is something that they are celebrating. Those who are still on the journey, Father, we want to celebrate with them. So we invite them as well to come and celebrate with us. Lord, be merciful to us as we travel on this journey. For those of us who are still struggling to come to terms with what it means, Holy Spirit, we beg you to speak to us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.